And photos from people and businesses in the area where a gunman killed two individuals and shot 12 others in the Greektown neighborhood. The attack ended with the suspect being killed. Speaking on CTV, Toronto Councillor Paula Fletcher says lawmakers have to address the issue of guns in the city.
We have to do something about guns. We have a gun problem in the city of Toronto. Why do we need guns? Handguns or any other types of guns within the city limits. It's just ridiculous.
Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders said the shooting was not random and has not ruled out terrorism. U.S. President Donald Trump is going after a round on Twitter. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's warned Tehran in all caps to never ever threaten the U.S. again, saying it'll suffer consequences like few nations ever have. Iran's leader had earlier said America should understand war with his nation is the mother of all wars. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders told Fox and Friends the president won't tolerate Tehran's rhetoric.
The only person that is inciting anything is Iran.
Earlier in the day at the Reagan Library, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blasted Iran's ayatollahs as hypocritical holy men who collect money while their people suffer.
They seem more concerned with riches than religion.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame is praising China's treatment of Africa as an equal, calling it a revolutionary posture in world affairs and more precious than money. Kagame made the comments Monday after signing bilateral agreements with the visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping. Some African governments increasingly depend on loans from Chinese banks to finance ambitious infrastructure projects. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte vowed on Monday to sustain the momentum of his bloody war on drugs. VOA's